Well, Hot Wings took a run at the Sloth, two-toed and three-toed, as far as I know.
Yeah, yeah, all the toes.
Someone wrote in and said, I read that sloths sometimes die because they can't move fast enough to get enough food to keep living.
I believe it.
That can't be, that seems impossible.
Does it?
They are very slow.
I mean, they are just so slow.
Kind of makes me want to, we should get some and then rent them out for kids' parties so people can chase them. Maitland, don't like make that face at me. You're the one who rents, like, fainting sheep every 4th of July so you can throw firecrackers at them.
No, that's just my dad's dream.
Yeah.
Well, the apple is still pretty near the tree on that one because you really want to see it, too.
No.
You're always talking about it. God, I hope Dad does it this year. I can't wait to throw firecrackers
at
scared things.
The year he pulls it off, it's going to be a sight
really
to see.
Something, yeah. That'd be in the paper.
So, I have a bunch of animals people like, people think are cute, people think are fun, but they may not do great things all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You like penguins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cute.
No, I don't like penguins, actually. And I think we all know why I don't like penguins.
Because that one liked you.
Yeah, that one.
You liked them before that, right?
I loved them before that. And then it number three'd on me without my permission. I was just sitting there in the St. Louis Zoo. I'll never forget it.
I don't think penguins have a strong understanding of consent.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not sure we can hold that against them completely.
They're so gross, too. They walk and they just poop and poop and poop and poop and poop. It's so nasty. I used to love penguins.
They're a lot better in nature videos where they're just doing the things we like instead of the things creatures do.
Yeah, the behind-the-scenes experience kind of ruined it, actually, for me. My love for penguins immediately died with that number three on my leg.
Well, you're ahead of this one. Ahead in this one, because everybody else will probably have some of theirs die right now. Female emperor penguins often kidnap other penguins' babies. They lose their eggs or chicks during the breeding season. They still maintain a high level of prolactin, a hormone associated with parental behavior. The increase in the hormone and the lack of chicks to care for often lead them to do other things, like steal the chicks of other penguins. The problem is they typically lose interest after 4 to 6 hours. And then the chicks die of freezing on the ice or lack of food or no one protecting them from predators. It's almost always a death sentence if you are kidnapped by a mother that's not yours.
Mm, that is not friendly.
Not great start.
No.
Nature's messed up.
It is. Kind of explains some of our human behavior sometimes when you're like, what the hell's wrong with people? Oh, we're just acting like the animals in the rest of the world.
Yeah, penguins kidnapped too.
They're super divided on the election.
Yeah.
Very apocalyptic. Well, ladybugs. You like ladybugs?
Mm. I mean, I like their picnics.
Take them or leave them.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladybugs? Where?
Yeah, at the Ladybug Picnic.
At the Ladybug Picnic. Yeah, what's that sounds happening? Fun. That's a fun little song.
You grew
1,
up in
2,
the
3,
wrong time.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladybugs at the Ladybug Picnic. Don't act like you never heard it.
You guys grew up in wild times.
I only know that song because of this radio show, and it was used as an intro at one point. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it either. Why were we talking about ladybugs? Who knows? Anyway, ladybugs are cannibals.
Ah!
It's called intra-guild predation, and when the food supply is scarce, just like Argentinian soccer teams, they eat each other.
Mm.
Mm.
I saw that movie.
We're not better than bugs.
Nope.
That's what we're finding out. I don't think they were from Argentina, were they?
I think
El Salvador
they were
or something.
Going to Argentina?
I think they were in Argentina in the mountains in the Andes.
Yeah, I don't really know.
This one you already know. Koala bears loaded with chlamydia.
Yeah.
Just the most chlamydia.
You got to make sure you wash your hands real good.
Yeah.
Don't kiss one.
Mm-mm. Less than 10% of koalas had chlamydia in 2008 in New South Wales. By 2023, 80%, a 72% increase.
Might need some koala.
The koalas catch chlamydia because of their wet bottom syndrome.
Ew. I don't like that. Swamp butt.
Scientists believe they caught it initially in the 18th century after getting exposure from infected sheep and cattle feces. Yeah. Wasn't just a lonely Australian farmer, that's for sure.
Ew. Mm-hmm. So wait, some perverted farmer gave a sheep or a cow chlamydia and then a koala got chlamydia?
I don't
from
think
that?
The pervert gave. I guess I don't know how the how cows got it.
I don't know. I mean, the 18th century was a wild time.
I know. Mm-hmm. People be doing some weird stuff now.
The STIs the koalas have are spread sexually after they're initially contracted, and then they are passed every time from the mother to the joey, as they're called. It's a huge threat to the koala population. It's estimated the species could be extinct by 2050 if their problems are not solved, including the chlamydia outbreak. Steve, what do you take for chlamydia? Oh, you're not listening. That was perfectly timed then. He'll get back to us.
Mm-hmm.
What about Flipper? Dolphins. You like dolphins, don't you, mate?
Yeah.
I see very much of
dolphins are
but
creeps.
I heard about their rape caves.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were getting to?
Theta Chi all day, baby. They're actually considered some of the biggest bullies in the sea. And while they do many questionable things, one habit they are known for is torturing their prey. So we're giving them a temporary pass on their rape caves. Dolphins generally gulp up the prey, but the larger the prey, the dolphins are more likely to play with their food, like house cats do.
Mm.
Tossing seals, octopi, and other animals anywhere from 20 to 80 feet in the air before consuming them.
Wow.
Hope they catch them like a pelican and gulp it down at least.
Jeez.
I thought they only ate fish, not seals. So that's sad.
Yeah, right. Well, it's funny. We all do this with nature documentaries. If they're like when I watched the one about the octopus called My Octopus Teacher, I rooted for that octopus. Every time it would get food, I'm like, oh, thank God it's not going to starve. Then when the shark wanted to eat the octopus, I'm like, you bastard. He's got to eat too. It's all about who they choose to be the protagonist in the nature documentary. If it was called My Shark Teacher, and the guy was acting like the shark was his friend, you'd have been like, yeah, eat that octopus.
Sharks get a whole week.
Yeah, that's true.
Octopi only get a day, if that.
They think the dolphins do it not only, it started as a defense mechanism to make sure it was limp before they swallowed it, so they didn't swallow a living creature.
Mm.
But they have been spotted doing it as a way to show off in front of other dolphins for mating purposes or just to show the other dudes how ballsy they are.
Okay.
Watch me flip this seal, baby.
Oh.
I'm doing it for you.
Oh, man.
You like kangaroos?
Mm-hmm.
We're ruining some animals for you today.
Okay.
Mother kangaroos will sacrifice their joeys in an effort to save themselves or their other babies. They do play favorites. They will sacrifice their young if she's being pursued by predators, or the sacrifice of one joey will lead to the better outcome. When joey is used as a bait, the mother kangaroo will eject it from her pouch while she's on the move, leaving it behind for the other predators to consume, allowing her and maybe a sister joey or brother joey to escape.
It makes me so sad.
How they shoots it out of there.
During periods of food scarcity, they'll just take one and ditch it in order to increase the odds of the other's survival.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do in the wild, you know.
You probably don't have a wonderful love of snails, right? Like, nobody thinks snails are cute, other than Turbo. That's pretty ballsy.
I guess I'm mostly indifferent to snails. They don't usually bother me much.
Kind of gross.
Slimy.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, snails have anywhere from 1,000 to 25,000 razor-like teeth, a band of microscopic teeth and jaw called a radula. The jaw is used to cut large pieces of food, which is scraped by the band of teeth. There are a few species of predatory snails. They use this to kill and eat other animals. In some cases, it paralyzes the prey and secretes an acidic solution to bore through their mollusk shells so they can chew their flesh easier on the inside.
Oh.
Ew. Wow. Little
drill bits?
Kind of, yeah. Very much like that.
Look out for the predator snails.
You better, I don't know if I would have known what these look like. I've heard of them. Slow lorises. The pygmy slow loris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big
heard
eyes.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of look like a monkey. They're very cute. They have poisonous elbows.
Oh, wow.
The often illegally domesticated primate is equipped with glands on the inside of its elbows that create venom when mixed with saliva. In times of distress, the slow loris raises its arms and licks its glands, coating its tooth comb with poison. When it bites another animal, the toxin automatically enters the rival's bloodstream. Slow lorises have an extremely toxic venom that can incapacitate a human.
Oh, boy.
They are known to be the only venomous primate and use their venom to defend themselves against predators and rivals. They put polar bear on this list because they're cute and they drink Coca-Cola next to Santa.
They do,
but they're pretty much the most vicious predator in the world.
They're very, very large, mean animals.
We'll skip that one. We already knew that that's a bear.
Yeah.
This one I've never seen before. It looks like an adorable house cat that may have bred with an alien. Margays or tree ocelots.
Tree ocelots?
Oh, I've heard of an ocelot.
They hunt using psychological manipulation. These jungle cats will use aggressive mimicry to imitate the sounds of their prey. They once discovered a margay, or a tree ocelot, mimicking the cry of an infant pied tamarin monkey, which made a bunch of other monkeys come to investigate it. And then it ate the monkeys!
Oh.
They came to help a baby!
Yeah, there's like a YouTube video. Margay, the cat that thinks it's a monkey. Like the way that it crawls upside down and on branches and stuff. Very agile. Cool looking.
Are there any butterflies you should be worried about?
I don't know.
Probably not here. But there are some species of butterflies that are known as, sort of, vampire butterflies.
Oh, boy.
They're known to drink blood, including sulfur butterflies and tiger swallowtails. It contains the sodium, amino acids, and other nutrients that they crave, and it's thought that drinking the blood helps them reproduce. They do not drink blood from humans, as they do not possess the piercing mouth parts that mosquitoes have. Oh, this one's no fun. Beavers. How could a beaver hurt anyone? Well, they have giant teeth, and they might think your leg is a tree.
Yeah, I mean, they can take a tree down with their mouth.
Nice beaver.
Now, for more than a century, beaver butt secretions were used in food and perfume to achieve a vanilla flavor or scent.
Mm-hmm.
Castoreum is viewed by the FDA as, quote, generally safe to eat.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
It is, however, rarely used in food today, successfully banned in perfumes 20 years ago as the beaver had to be killed and harvested for the castoreum. I don't know why that makes a cute animal dangerous. It's not doing it. It's not saying, here, eat my...
Oh.
I don't know. Put
it's
your
not
what?
My butt.
Yeah, well, you can, I mean, yeah. Put your mouth on that beaver. A delicious beaver.
Yeah.
That was like in middle school. Somebody said that cow buttholes are used to make rubber bands.
Is that true?
I don't know, but the way you all looked at me kind of made me think that it might be.
I don't think so. I think they would tend to use rubber, yeah, like rubber bands.
Yeah.
From a rubber plant.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like pools are flammable.
You know.
Well, that's like when you get calamari and people tell you that the little rings are actually like pig butt or whatever. That's what I heard too a long time ago.
What do you mean the rings?
You know when you get calamari.
I've never had calamari. Obviously, of course.
Well, there's pieces that look like little octopus tentacles, and then there's other pieces that just look like little round fried like little mini onion rings.
Okay.
And yeah, somebody used to tell me that that's not an octopus. That comes from a pig. And I never believed it.
When you say somebody, do you mean like Ricky?
Yeah, exactly. My older brothers cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the same thing as hearing, you know, rubber bands are made from cow butts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking at rubber bands Wikipedia now, Balin.
Okay, yeah. The history of rubber bands.
Most rubber bands are manufactured out of natural rubber as well as latex-free rubber bands, or especially at larger sizes, an elastomer, and are sold in a variety of sizes. Let's see.
What about cow anus size?
Yeah, do a control F and type in cow.
Yeah.
No examples of cow on the...
Darn.
I really thought that at some point it was going to be in there, like, for a brief time.
Little known fact.
Yeah. A great rubber shortage of 1912.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted that.
Many cows were sacrificed.
Resort to cow butts.